I'm excited for this. Wind Up Wednesdays. Okay, what's happening now
I'm
today?
Back.
Yeah. Oh, she's back.
Yeah,
she's pranking.
Back,
let's
I'm
go.
Back. So Cooper was doing my pranks for the month of January. He was my prank puppet where I sent him out face to face. And we had loads of fun with that. But he's got PTSD now. So I have to give him a break for a while. So I'm back doing my own calls and having great fun. So this is a bit of a personal one to me.
Okay.
I recently got new presses in my kitchen.
Lovely.
And sound man called Jared did them. Sound man, great work. A great crack too, as it turns out. So Jared's missus actually got in contact with me.
Oh, she didn't.
And asked me to try and wind him up. So,
and she heard you say this on the show, did she?
She contacted me and said, look, will you can hear wind him up if
oh,
you can
wow.
for the crack.
After he'd been to your house.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no.
So I didn't have to pretend to be anyone else, I was just me.
Oh.
And I actually sound painful in this now. Like, it's painful. But yeah, it was good crack.
Okay. Right, let's dive into it.
Yeah.
Well, how are you?
It's Una here. How are you keeping?
Yeah, well, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Listen, I just ringing to say great work in the kitchen. Presses are looking great.
Yeah. No, well done.
There is just a couple of issues though, Jared, that I need to discuss, if that's all right.
Yeah, no bother, go ahead.
So when I came back from work yesterday, there was something in my sink. I didn't leave anything in the sink, so that just leaves the one person that was in the house.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you now, Jaron, I'd really appreciate your honesty in this. Did you leave a used tea bag in my sink?
A used tea bag?
Oh. Yeah.
I was there for a few minutes yesterday, but I wasn't there long enough to have tea.
Right, okay.
The lads don't drink tea, and I believe that they didn't even take a break yesterday, so...
Right.
So, did you take me in the sink? Was it left on the worktop and it caused a stain or something, or...?
No, right, so you're saying no to that. Okay, well, there's just a few things that I noticed as well now. There was crumbs on the floor around the island, and I noticed that there were two biscuits missing. These weren't just the ordinary biscuits that I leave out for people. These were the good bickies, the deluxe bickies that I save for myself, do you know?
Biscuits.
But Jar, like, you know more than anyone that money doesn't grow on trees. And like, I think it's taken a wild liberty now going in and having a biscuit, the good biscuits, Jar, do you know?
The lads went in there, and as you know with Alex, he worked very hard, he didn't even take a break. And for them to take stuff that doesn't belong to them, even in that regard, I'm going to have to say it's highly unusual.
Highly unusual. So,
wasn't the electrician in after us?
Oh, don't you go blaming the spark now. Don't you dare. I know that spark. And he's a man of integrity. Now,
I'm not blaming him at all, but you started out the call by saying that we were the only ones in the house yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you something else now, Ger. The toilet seat was up as well. Someone didn't have the manners to put the toilet seat back down. And you know what else I had to do? I had to light a match in the bathroom, if you know what I mean. Honestly, Jared, not pleasant. Not pleasant. I had to sage the house after it.
Unfortunately, you know, when they're working as hard as it is, again, in the house for the last couple of days, they have to have a facility where they can use the bathroom, surely. If it was left in an unsanitary condition, I apologise.
They could have gone outside to do their wee's rather than leave my toilet seat up and I had to go put it back down again. I have enough to be doing when I get home from work.
Outside, in front of your neighbour.
Out the back, Jer, obviously. My neighbours aren't going to be peeking out, looking in. Do you know what I mean?
The windows are overlooking the water at the back. How can they go to the toilet outside?
Now, Jer, I don't know if I like your tone.
Tell me what type of biscuits they are and we'll buy a pack of biscuits.
Listen, don't worry about it now because you did amazing work. I have a proposition so that we won't end on bad terms. We'll forget this ever happened if you don't charge me for the presses, okay?
Sorry, I'm not catching you. Don't charge her for windows.
The presses that you put into my kitchen, you don't charge me for them?
All right. I'm actually sweating here.
Your missus actually got on to me and she asked me to wind you up.
That's what you get when you tell people that you're doing a job for somebody that works on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Una.
I know.
No.
I was so painful there.
No.
Yeah, I annoyed myself.
I can't believe that side of you.
That's a made up. That's not me. That's me pretending.
No, when it's not you and you're in character, I'm like,
character.
That's not Una.
Yeah.
But that was Una.
That was harsh. Yeah.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
When you're doing them, this blows my... Is this all coming to you on the spot?
Oh, some of it comes to me on
match,
the spot. But I have things
going
already
to the
prepped.
Bathroom outside and stuff. Like, and you said it so, like, why didn't you just go outside? Like, as if it was like...
The most normal thing
yeah,
to do.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
okay.
I love them. 087-1102-107. If there is anyone in your life that you would like me to wind up, I would love to help you. 087-1102-107.
Oh, Una. Well, done.
Mornings. Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is on. Save up to 70% on best-selling mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select city purchases. And enjoy 0% interest financing and free white glove delivery and setup only at Sleep Outfitters.